Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
You're watching Hot Ones, and today we return to my alma mater, the University of Illinois, for a Hot Ones special with Illini basketball coach Brad Underwood.
Sean, welcome back. It's great to have you back on campus.
It's off in time. Got it! One cannot miss. Illinois will win it 86-73.
We're a family. Those guys and every player that's ever played for me is part of our family. They've got my number. I couldn't be happier. The group of guys that I loved coaching feel great about giving my time and my energy and my focus to them to help them try to achieve something.
We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and happy to go out to the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. The man just got extended, and we get to celebrate with him. It is Brad Underwood, the head coach of the Illini men's basketball team. He is at Coach Underwood on X. Coach, thanks for joining Rahimi and Harris, and congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And, very excited to continue to be the basketball coach at the best program in the country.
Okay, Coach, we've got a lot we want to cover in a short amount of time. First of all, yes, congratulations to you. I'm surprised you have time to talk to us, given where we are right now with the transfer portal and everything else. How used to you are this, and how adjusted are you, and where are you in the process of filling out your roster?
Yeah, we're pretty close to done. We're in a good spot. We had a nice group of guys come back, which is refreshing. We were very patient in the portal. We went and got two guys that have been through the college experience. Obviously, John Amir coming from Arkansas, and obviously the twin to Tommy, and then Andre Stojakovic was the guy that we had a lot of patience for, waited for, so we feel great about those two guys. And then we added a couple European guys late. That we have earmarked and been recruiting all season. So it was we're in a good place. We feel good about it, and much different than a year ago when we were trying to get 10 or 11 guys.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about Andre specifically because I worked in Sacramento for a couple of years, so I saw him play, and obviously coming from a great lineage such as Peja Stojakovic, what can you tell us about his game and how you feel like that's going to fit into your style of play offensively and defensively?
Well, first of all, you got a guy that's averaged 18 a game, played for a great coach at Mark Madsen, started his career at Stanford. You're talking about a guy that was had a ton of accolades out of high school. So he's been there, done that. He has seen it. I think he's a guy that fits, great size, very good athlete. I think that with what we do with our double bigs and having a guy like Tommy, having a guy like Boswell and putting Andre in those in situations around those guys, he helps them and they help him. And you need a proven scorer. He's a guy that I think that we can help in terms of getting to the foul line, in terms of offensive rebounding. And I think he's a guy that just creates a ton of mismatches and a guy we're really excited about. So I think he's ready to step in and be an all-league type guy.
Coach, I think this discussion, mm-hmm. even acquiring new talent for the Illini and being able to reload, is a good example of what the program has done successfully over the past several years. I think about when you took it over in 2017. Now we're up to a 165-101 total record, 92-66 in conference play. How do you describe the health of the program on a national scale and what you've seen personally since you took over to now?
Yeah, I think we're in an incredible space. I think our facilities are incredible. We've got the nicest practice facility in the country. That's all thanks to Josh Whitman and the administration and Chancellor Jones. I think we're in a place that TV wants us in big games. I think that was evidenced last year. I think it will be when we announce this year's schedule. And players want to play. I think players want to play in big games, and I think we're doing that. And I think in a style that allows them to grow and allows them to maybe take those next steps to the NBA. And, you know, we're going to see that this year with 2 first-round draft picks, 2 one-and-dones. We've got other pros on the team that will, when their time has come, we'll see them playing on the NBA level as well.
Coach, I know you're going to say the job isn't done, that's for sure. But when I think about the Elite Eight in 2024, you lose to the eventual national champion. You know, I think about what happened even last season where that was a team that had injury issues and you are able to reload. And I still think it was a successful season this past year, even though you lose to Kentucky. And one of the reasons I think is because you're unapologetically yourself. You know, when you talk about wanting to win regular season titles and what that means, you get it done. You talk about wanting to get back to the tournament, you get it done. I always have appreciated that about you and your program and how not only are you not afraid to show the emotion, you're backing it up with the results that you've seen and adjusting as well to make things happen.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in a position to ask my players to do something if they can't do it and expect them to do it. We want to work hard. We want to be disciplined. We want to be all the things that it takes to win. And we talk about winning a lot. And at Illinois, it's winning championships and cutting down nets. And there's one we've still got to accomplish, and that's a national championship. But I think we've got incredible fan base. We've got incredible support. We sell out every night. And it's just a matter of time. And I truly believe that. And if that doesn't start with me, then it will never happen. So the day that I feel like we can't win a national championship and will be the day I retire. But in the meantime, there's a lot of years left, and we're going to try to keep grinding and keep winning.
One of the things that's been so impressive about you getting this extension and really the success you've had at Illinois is how you have evolved in the times. Things are so much different even from the time that you came onto that campus. I wanted to ask you about a specific player. I know Coleman Hawkins meant so much to your program for the 4 years that he was there, but then he leaves, goes to Kansas State. He takes the bag. They say the grass isn't always greener on the other side, but sometimes the paycheck is. I don't know if you were able to see the emotional, heartfelt reaction to him and having his season come to an end. It seems to me like there's this other side of this new era of college sports, which we don't talk about or try to figure out, I guess, more than we should. What did you think about what Coleman Hawkins had to say at the end of his time at Kansas State? And just kind of, is that a microcosm of where we are, that this is the reality for some players who continue to transfer and try to, you know, chase the biggest bag?
Yeah, I think the one thing, and I no one loves Coleman Hawkins more than I do. And I, and young man spent 4 years, 4 NCAA tournaments and grew as a player, went through all the adversity, stuck with it. My feelings for Coleman are very, very strong. He was an impactful person in our program and continued the dominance that we've been able to get to. So to go through what he did, I think was challenging for him. I think it was not easy. I think his statement at the end of the year, I think, spoke volumes. I think that's one of the signs and one of the things that we're dealing with in today's world that doesn't get talked about near enough is you can grab a paycheck and or an NIL number, and there's certain strings that happen and challenges that come with that, and I think Coleman wears his emotions on his sleeve and he's not afraid to say it, and he did that. I was really proud of him because I do think it's something that is real, and will continue to be a challenge for certain players throughout this process that we're in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
One thing I love about you, Brad, you're unapologetically authentic, and I love the way at the end of the season, it's always the same discussion. Why am I having to deal with this transfer portal and the season's not even over? I'm trying to coach games and stay on the line with potential incoming players at the same time. Do you see there being any resolution to how this transfer portal window works and when it opens and closes?
Yeah, I think the portal's got its own challenges. I think that there's so many other schools, and if I'm being real, when I made that statement, I think there was 8 or 16 schools still playing.
Right.
There's 300 that are not. I would love to see a time frame when it's the most important time of year, the biggest time of the year, that we're focusing on winning an NCAA title and a championship, and we're not dealing with individuals going into the portal or recruiting, but there's a lot that goes into that. Some of that I'm not in the back channels to know every issue. There's an academic component to all of this with schools on different semesters, trimesters, quarters. So a lot of factors go into it. It is frustrating. I think it takes away from men's basketball's biggest moment, and that's the NCAA tournament. And at that point, it was, you're in the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and Final Fours, and we're all recruiting. But those challenges will all get worked out, and hopefully here sooner than later.
Coach, I was in Houston when you were the head coach of Stephen F. Austin, and I remember your press conferences then, and you spoke up for the school. It was something that I appreciated about you then. It's something I appreciate now. How would you say, if at all, you've changed or evolved since that time, just not only then as the Illini head coach, but your other stops as well?
Well, I think I've changed probably a good amount as a coach. I hope I haven't as a person. I hope I'm still that same guy, the same values, the same moral compass that I use, even though the game has changed so much. And that's forced me to evolve. I'm not afraid of change. I'm not afraid to evolve and look at what move might be the next move that can help us become better. And so, I was a young coach in terms of my head coaching experience. Great, great memories of Stephen F. Just an incredible place, and we had a lot of fun there. And You know, but you get to this level, it's a little different, and it forces you to evolve and change. And then, obviously, the landscape of college sports has changed a great deal.
Illinois head men's basketball coach Brad Underwood joining us here on Raheemy and Harris, celebrating a new extension, which will keep him in Champaign an extra 6 years, also giving him a bigger bag, much deserved. I wanted to ask you about one of the guys you mentioned, one and done, in and out. We've got, like, the burger, Kasper Yakachunas. I don't think he'll be around when the Bulls pick at number 12, but give us the NBA scouting report versus the college scouting report on Yakachunas, because, as you know, NBA and college are like two different sports when it comes down to the style of play and how things work out.
Yeah, I think our style has helped him. I think Kasper's will be a better pro than he was in college. I think the one thing that is great for him is that the 3 seconds in the paint defensively that they have in the NBA opens the court. You know, he is probably the premier passer in this draft, a guy that can make every pass, does it off the dribble with either hand. So he's going to elevate teammates. And then I think the other, you know, great thing for him is his size. Physically, he's ready. He's got great, great strength. He's long. He's got terrific hands. And then I think, you know, in a league that does a lot of switching, you know, he's not going to get exploited just because of his physical size and strength. So I think he's and then the other piece of that, he's a really, really good shooter off the bounce, which you have to be in that league and at the NBA level. But so I'm excited for his future. The NBA scouts are they know exactly what he's done and what his level is, and I think they've got him pegged pretty well.
Coach, I know that one of the ways you celebrated after a tournament win was shirtless with Super Soaker water guns in your locker room after the game. So naturally, I'm curious how you celebrate a contract extension that has you in Champaign through 2031.
A nice bottle of red wine and a good cigar.
Much more chill.
Yeah, you know, we have fun in the locker room, and we have fun with our players. We enjoy winning and what that looks like. And you know, this is one of those moments when, you know, I say this all the time. I've been married 38 years. I've got 3 wonderful kids. I'm really blessed. And to be able to really celebrate those moments and with them, you know, my wife's been there every step of the way, and this is as much about her and her support. And, you know, the saying, behind every good man there's a better woman, and that's obviously the case in our relationship. And you know, it was nice just to be appreciated and to sit down and enjoy that moment with a very good Cabernet and a nice cigar and take a deep breath and you know, realize how blessed we are.
Congratulations. What was the bottle of wine?
It was a Lael Vineyards. I'll probably get in trouble. This one was a Lael Vineyards, believe it or not, that I received when we won the first Big Ten championship. And so it had been sitting and aging for a while. It actually had the label Big Ten Championships on it. So it was very nice. And it had been setting in the cellar for a little bit. So, yeah, good Cabernet.
That's fantastic. I love a little wine talk as well. Man of all seasons, Coach Brad Underwood, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. And look forward to seeing you soon.
And thanks for sticking up for the Southland Conference when you did, too. As a North Texas alum, I appreciated that.
It's the best.
Thank you. Amen. Coach Brad Underwood. A man of the people, the Illini head basketball coach, now the coach there through 2031.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.